Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. The less you respond to negative people, the more powerful your life will become. In today's episode, we have India's leading personal impact coach, Chinna Raheja, who will speak on how to handle yourself in a toxic environment. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello and welcome everyone. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you key strategies on how to handle a toxic work environment. How many of you learned about the red flags which indicate a toxic workplace in my previous episode? If not, go listen to it now. You'll find it on the menu. And today, I'm going to share with you how to deal with those red flags. Now, handling a toxic work environment needs a lot of consideration, and it also needs action. Before you try out any of the strategies that I'm going to share with you, do understand that you need to constantly work on your self-esteem, on your confidence, and you need to learn how to handle your emotions first. Because I would love for you to keep your emotions in check so that you can confidently deal with toxic people. So here are some practical strategies to address the common red flags. Now, the first one is, of course, to document everything. All incidents that happen in your environment, keep a record of them. Like, for example, conversations or text messages or emails or occurrences which you feel are toxic. Don't delete them. Document the dates, document times, document people involved, and also a detailed description of what happened. Because this documentation can serve as evidence and help support your case in case the issue gets escalated or you need to escalate the issue at some future point. So do ensure that you have all proof with you. The second way to handle this is to communicate directly and assertively, which means that you'll have to learn how to be an assertive communicator. Address issues directly with the people involved, if you feel comfortable doing so. The more you learn how to be an assertive communicator, the more comfortable you will feel about putting your foot down or taking a stand. So choose a suitable time and a place to have a calm and assertive conversation. Now, here's a thought, and this comes from body language science. All the difficult conversations, and I can ensure that this is going to be a difficult conversation most of the times, have these difficult conversations in neutral places, okay? Neutral places, which are neither territory, neither it is your territory, nor it is the territory of the person you're speaking with. So going to the cafeteria for a coffee, stepping out of the office, all of these are great ways of choosing neutral territories. This will ensure that neither has the upper hand. Okay? Express your concerns. Do provide specific examples and explain how whatever the person is doing is affecting you, how it is affecting perhaps your mental health or your productivity, and seek clarity. Try to find a resolution together. That should be your first step. You've got to communicate directly with the person who is affecting you. And my experience says that most often than not, this person is a supervisor or a lead or a boss. So you'll have to gather up your courage and go have an assertive communication. You can prepare for this. Write down exactly what you want to say in case you are feeling anxious or nervous about, oh my God, how am I going to have this conversation? Write down exactly what you want to say. The more you write it down, the more calm and prepared you will feel. And you'll not, of course, forget key points. The third way of handling negativity and toxicity at your workplace is seek some support from trusted colleagues. Share your concerns with colleagues and peers. These are the people who are capable of providing advice and support, or they can even provide some evidence to what is going on. They may have experienced some similar issues, or they may have insights on how to navigate the situation. Maybe they have gone through the same situation. So collaborating with others gives you a lot of strength, and it also gives credibility to your own case. You'll not feel isolated. The fourth way of handling toxicity: consult HR or management of your organization. If you have addressed the issue directly and it did not lead to a resolution, or suppose it involves someone who is in a position of authority, report the matter to your company's HR department or escalate it to higher management. And since you've already done the documentation work, provide them the documentation you have collected, and be prepared to share your experiences in detail. Most often than not, escalation to HR or higher management will ensure that the person who is creating this entire toxic drama will be spoken to, and hopefully it will die down. So keeping others in a loop, specifically HR, is a good idea. The fifth way to handle toxicity is understand what are the company policies. Review your company's policies and procedures. Understand what are your rights and what are the appropriate channels for reporting your concerns. Most of the time, we don't even know. So, does your company have policies for anti-discrimination, for harassment? Is there a code of conduct policy? Most companies with robust HR will have these policies. And this knowledge will help you navigate the reporting process. It will ensure that you follow the correct steps. The next step is a drastic measure, and this is to consult a professional advisor or a legal advisor. Now, in some cases, it is beneficial to seek guidance from someone who is an expert in corporate law or just a professional expert in your own organization. They can provide you with objective advice. They can perhaps explain what your rights are, and they can help you understand what's the best course of action. Okay? Legal professionals, lawyers, they can also provide assistance if it involves potential legal violations, or if your workplace issues remain unsolved. Okay, but of course, this is a complete drastic step. In the seventh way, and the most important way of handling toxicity in your workplace, is to take care of your well-being first. It's emotionally draining, right? To be in a workplace where there's so much of drama, there's so much of toxicity. So it's essential that you recharge yourself. It's essential that you prioritize self-care and you maintain your emotional health. Get support. Get support from friends, from family, or even mental health professionals. Build your mental health and emotional health. Engage in some stress-reducing activities outside of work, so that you maintain a healthy work-life balance and you're not thinking about your workplace all the time. And here's a bonus tip. Consider alternatives. At the end of the day, if it's too much to handle, you don't have to stick to the place of work. Consider that you have options, that you can live a life of choice. It's a very empowering thought when we know that we have options. So consider alternatives, like perhaps getting another job or moving to another project in the same organization, things like that. One of my students recently was suffering the same from her boss and spoke to higher management and said, "I want to be part of a better project." And so she was heard. And she was taken into another team with a different team lead. Very happy today. So do consider your alternatives. You don't have to be in that place all the time. Each situation is unique, of course. Okay, and whatever strategies you choose will vary depending upon what specifically you are facing and what's your workplace context. So assess the risks, consult with appropriate professionals if it is needed, get support, take care of your well-being, and prioritize you. Be brave, be courageous, stay assertive. It's your right to work in a nurturing, supportive environment. Never forget that. I hope these helped. Until next time, keep shining.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you gain some knowledge about dealing with a toxic environment. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Chinna Raija will be live in the upcoming Masterclass and Summits. For more details, log into www.sgsummits.com.